And then this.
We're learning.
Technology is hard, but we're getting it. I think this needs to stay. Hi, welcome to i2 Podcast. This is Jessica.
This is Elsa.
And we're back for technically episode 3.
Can you believe it?
I can't.
Our baby's growing so fast.
She's so cute. So technically we record two of these at a time, and this was our first one after seeing the reaction. So that was really encouraging, I thought. I think
just the fact that people are listening and having some kind of feedback and sending us messages is above and beyond what we expected. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah, seriously, like, what, just seeing the messages come in even like an hour into putting it out there was just kind of brain boggling. But yeah, we're back. Let's see. What are we going to talk about today, Els?
Today is social media. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. What are some of the other ones?
Pinterest, I guess it's considered, but I don't use that one very much, so.
Pinterest is more of something I feel like makes me more of an introvert instead of communicating with other people. Yeah. Because it's like pinning. I find myself in a Pinterest hole for 3 hours.
Thinking I'm so creative.
And then I never get to finish any of them.
Yeah.
Or finding, you know, like recipes and decor ideas and, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, so for me as a writer, like as a journalist, social media is kind of like a have to. It's interesting because I got into it like in 2008, 2009, where it was still really fresh and young, and like people that were my elders at the paper were really struggling with like getting on Twitter and all that stuff. Like, I'd been using it for 2 years by then or something.
Are you talking about Facebook?
Twitter.
Oh, Twitter.
Yeah. Okay. Facebook is impossible to not use. Like how do you act as a business? How do you act as a food writer if you don't see restaurants pop up, you know?
I tell customers all the time, I don't know what businesses, when they say that they find me or find iCandy Boutique on Instagram and Facebook and Google, mm-hmm. and Yelp, I don't understand how people or businesses in particular functioned before social media. There's no way I would be able to afford like mail outs and...
And it's also tough, though, because now there's a whole lot more noise, like, that you're having to weed through, and noise that you don't necessarily have control over. Because at least before, you did have, if you had the income for it, you could send out the mailer, you could sponsor a whatever, you could take out an ad. But now, it's just like, you have to, you can advertise, and maybe more people will see it. Mm-hmm. It's weird. I don't know how you do it.
It's a whole another job. Because it is literally another full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, even just doing the i2 social is a whole other level. Because, I mean, obviously, I'm still doing my Facebook, which is more work-related. And then I'm still doing my Insta, which is a little bit of both of, like, life and TJ and how I'm dressed that day versus Twitter, where I can't keep up with Twitter. It's not for me. I'm snarky. I just don't think people want to hear all the snark, and I stay away from Twitter for that reason. I'm just like,
What if you go viral, though?
But what if it's for the wrong reason?
Oh, yeah.
That, I mean, for me, Twitter's the really tough one, and I gave up Snapchat.
I feel like people need to just find what they like, find what they feel is most productive for their own personal goals and go with that. Because when I first opened, I had a ton of people telling me, try Periscope, try this, try that, try this. And I was like, no. And insistent on...
No.
I don't think so. Give me 50 feet. Yeah. No, I was insistent on really learning and mastering the things that I think would have helped the business and how I could bring my personality forward. Only because... Before the business, I wasn't the type of person to be all over social media. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of had to... The only reason I started my own Instagram was to learn how to use it before I started the iCandy Instagram.
And see, I started Instagram because it was like a new app and I'm going to use it. And it was like a lot of filters at the beginning and just like goofy things you were doing. And then when it started I mean, it's still my favorite app right now. But that being said, it makes you that much more aware of what you're putting out, like, constantly. Because if you're going to make any sort of impact on, I mean, I hate saying this word because it's out there, but on the algorithm, the little program that says and decides who's going to show what.
It's real, and so is the struggle.
So real. And I'm not selling anything. That's the worst part. I mean, for me as a writer, it's like, hey guys, I wrote this thing that I'm really passionate about. Can you please look at it? And maybe it gets 50 likes over the course of like several hours, whereas I post a photo of like a really delicious taco and people lose their minds. So, I mean, I see that happen all the time. Already, like, the stuff that I was wearing today had more likes than the thing I spent hours and days working on. I just can't figure it out. It's fine. You know, and I think one of the things I struggled with, I don't know if you feel like this, but early on was people, when they see you out and about, they're just like, oh my god, it's Jessica. And I'm like, I don't, because that's me. Like,
yeah, that is stammering.
Yeah, you do, though.
I don't.
She's related to half of San Antonio. Everyone knows her. Do not let her get away with this.
I think mine is different, though, because I'm in one stationary place. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, when people recognize me, I'm already in the store, and it's not like,
oh, wait, you actually work here.
Or it's somebody walking by and they're like, oh, I saw this segment on TV, or yeah, I saw this on Instagram, I always wondered where it was, now I know you're here, blah, blah, blah. That type of thing. It's not like I'm in the middle of the street and,
oh, hey, Kenny.
Somebody tries to call my name.
Yeah. I think with, the reason why it's strange for me is that I came from a print background, and even though I'm really adept with, like, social media and I can use it and I like using it and I like creating for it, I don't like, or not, it's not so much I don't like it, it's curated. You're choosing what you put out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, someone might have, like, a really great feed and everything's fine and dandy and just color perfect and great, but internally, like, what's going on? And so that has always been, like, the disconnect for me, because I don't want people to think that I'm only just, like, out partying and drinking all the time and, like, TJ cooks me these amazing meals. But he does do that, so shout out TJ. Or that, like, I'm only my photos. I think that's, like, the struggle for me.
I think that's a struggle for everybody.
Technical difficulties.
I forgot to turn off my ringer. I feel like that's a struggle for everybody.
Because I definitely have that for other people.
Sophia Amoroso from Girl Boss, she always says, don't compare your hustle to their highlight reel. And that's what Instagram is. So Right. You have all these, like you said, curated photos, but nobody sees us staying up till God knows when to finish work that we need to do.
Right.
And that's how everybody is, no matter what kind of, you could be an accountant, and we don't know what an accountant does, but I'm sure it's more than the photos that they post on Instagram.
Right. Do accountants use Instagram? Shout out accountants. We need y'all, because I don't do numbers.
Tax prep, what?
My mom literally called me about my taxes. And I mean, of course, like, I don't know. I think Instagram is great. It lets me see so many people from outside of the country. I follow like 10,000 dogs. Like, I still love the app, but I have to be like, I have to remind myself of all the studies that are shown that are like, don't compare yourself. It's not healthy. Stop doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, this is nice on that surface level, but it's not something that you should like aspire to, I think. That's kind of my thing.
Yeah, and it's not real. I mean, of course it's real life because it's segments of your life, but it's not, like I said, it's not all of your life.
Yeah. I think when you think about authenticity compartmentalized, that's the struggle there. Like, how am I going to be authentic but not show you all of me? That's weird.
That's real deep.
Real deep. Sorry. I don't know if you guys signed up for this.
I have a hard time doing, because I'm not one to...
I mean, how do you handle trolls? Do you ever get some?
No.
Ever?
Knock on wood.
Now watch.
I know.
It's going to be me. I'm going to make an account.
Luckily, I haven't... I mean, some stuff is more public than others. Like one time when I did a segment for SA Live, it was one of the beauty segments. And of course, I am a fashion girl, but I love beauty hacks and stuff like that. So I had, I guess, people that were estheticians, and they were like, homegirl doesn't know what she's talking about. And of course, after 50,000 people have seen this video, everybody's going to have a different perspective.
But also, the station's not having you on and saying, like, Elsa's proven beauty hacks.
Right, exactly.
They're hacks for a reason.
And the hacks are on Instagram, so it's not like people are not going to find these on Instagram. What I had to do, though, was learn... That was a good lesson in, like, accepting people's opinions. And
never reading the comments.
I still read them, but I learned to not let them get to me because I thought to myself, these people have no idea what goes into putting the content together for these. So if they would only know what it took and the 5 seconds it took them to put the comment on the actual public feed.
I mean, you're singing my language because, again, as a professional writer, I can go and interview someone and turn around and do a post. And it takes me, you know, collectively 2 to 3 hours or, you know, building something of that sort. And people are, like, immediately mad about it. Uh-huh. And I'm like, guys, I promise I'm not pulling this stuff out of my butt. Like, it's tough. Anyway, I don't read the comments. I try not to for my own sanity and anxiety. And, like, I don't read the comments. Unless they're saying, like, this is completely wrong, fix this. And you got someone who's saying wrong. I don't see them.
I feel like I have a decently thick surface skin, so...
I've been writing for 10 years, and I still won't. I'm like, nope. Yeah, thick skin or not, like, it still hurts. Like, when you're there in the office till 7 o'clock at night, and somebody writes, like, this is garbage, like, oh.
But then when somebody says it's really good, or they really like it,
that's true. That's true.
I think you need to put more weight on positive ones.
No, you're right. Again, always. But anyway, those are our thoughts on social.
Just some random thoughts. What are your thoughts on social media?
Let us know how you feel.
Yeah. How do you guys deal with social media?
Yeah. And we're back. I'm going to do the annoying radio voice. Just kidding, I'm not.
Did you see the SNL skit?
Yes, okay, that's where. Then we're back.
Turn around, you're gonna have a wig on. Oh my god, the other one we were laughing about last night. Robbie was saying, what if you guys start sounding like the ladies from NPR?
Oh, yes,
from SNL,
with a soft voice. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't.
This week on iTunes Podcast,
I can't do it. I can't. I need a radio
voice.
Yeah,
my whole family.
We have our carcajadas, like, it's too much. So muy muy moment for the week. Yeah. What you got?
Mine, last week was International Women's Day. I know, rap horns to the 10,000th degree. And I was so, not impressed, because I guess I kind of expected it. I was delighted to see the participation that people put forth. Not only, like, to share the different sayings and the graphics that were made, because that's pretty much what I did, but then throughout the day, I started seeing people post pictures with, like, their mom and their tías and their best friends, and just sharing how women in general have inspired them to be better and to be themselves. Yeah. And it just made me really happy to be on social media that day. It really did.
Yeah. The only downside to that was the brands, like, giving away shit because of it, or, like, specials.
Oh, no.
It's like, guys, we're not... I don't need a new bikini.
I already have 1,000.
Yeah. No, I don't. Don't picture that. So for me, I got a new editor last week. And he wanted me to start my own column. And it's called The Big Spoon. And again, I've been writing for 10 years. And it's my first column. And I'm a Latina under 35. So it's kind of a big deal. I'm tooting my own horn. Toot toot. And I think I'm you know, I talked to Elsa about when we suggested this, like, can we muy muy ourselves? And I think, that's the whole point of this.
Exactly.
Like, embracing our triumphs and, like, supporting each other. And so hopefully I'll be able to affect more change with it. The first one was about straws, because we use, like, 500 million a day as Americans.
We all need to be more like Oprah and use aluminum ones.
Yes. Or none at all. I mean, the aluminum requires extra cleaning, and, like, not using one is just, like... Also, one of the people that I didn't use it in the article, but one of the people I talked to said that you get wrinkles when you suck on straws. I think this motion, and I was like, oh no.
There goes my life.
Yeah. So, I mean, wrinkles or whatever. I don't know why it's such a big deal. But, so that was mine. So,
We also, way to go, Jessica. Jessica had an awesome week, so... Rap horns all the time. We need to get sound effects.
I didn't know that you could applaud us.
We can?
On the app, yeah. Oh, you can. Well, so
don't forget, that's a possibility.
Give us a thumbs up.
Also, we put a call out for Muy Muy Moments. And we had Helen, who did the most amazing, or had the most amazing weekend, because she successfully put hinges on not one, two, or three doors, 14 doors, and she pulled out two stripped screws. I don't even know how she did that.
That is a lot of doors.
So, way to go, Helen. Thank you so much. And then also, Chrissy said that she realized she's never going to be afraid to stand up for her babies as a mama. Yas, queen.
So, yeah. Send us your muy muy moments. Tag them. Hashtag muy muy moment. It's going to be great. Let us know what you did and how you succeeded and what we should snaps to.
Yes. We're proud of you all. Bye. Hey, girlies. We're here for the fashion fix of the week.
And dudes, Brian listens to this.
Oh, yeah, this is true. I mean, I know guys that listen to this. Shout out to all the boys.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Let's talk about eyelash envy, because I am the queen.
I just got so excited.
Of eyelash envy. A couple of tricks. I have baby, less than baby eyelashes. I'm sure toddlers are walking around with longer eyelashes than me. So I just have to learn. I've learned that I have to fake it till I make it. Yes. Fake eyelashes, that is. But it takes me forever to do faux eyelashes. So what I've done is acquired a few fancy tricks along the way. My go-to all time that I've used for years is to layer lengthening mascara over volumizing mascara and do 1-1-1-1. And so one will lengthen.
Wait, I'm sorry, will... four layers? How do you take this stuff up at night?
With makeup wipes. Makeup wipes. My mom used to use Vaseline.
Turpentine.
to take it off. But it actually does work, because if you... do one in one, they kind of work with each other to make them look even longer. So that's one. One that I've adopted recently that is really helping is baby powder. So what you do, you've seen this, Jessica?
No, I think you told me about it last week.
Oh, okay. Oh, I did tell you. Behind the scenes, a little behind the scenes.
BTS.
BTS. I recently realized, and I saw it on an Instagram hack, and I'm going to use it in one of the segments coming up. Anywho, if you have a lengthening mascara or whatever mascara that you use, get a little travel size baby powder and kind of squeeze the bottle onto the mascara wand. So you'll put your regular mascara on. While that's still wet, squeeze the baby powder onto the mascara wand. Put that on just gently, not like clumps of baby powder, just a little bit. Dust that on your eyelash and then do the regular mascara again, and it makes a big difference. So good luck to everybody.
Do you ever use the liquid gel stuff to kind of lengthen first? Like a base coat?
I've tried it, but it never really works for me.
I like the Elf one. It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to try that. That'll be my next adventure.
Do it.
Yeah.
I love Elf.
But let us know if those mascara tricks work for you. If not, I'll try to find more.
All right, we're back. What are we talking about?
Have to versus get to. So we kind of try to identify the things that we don't really want to do but we need to do, and versus the things that we are grateful for.
Do you want to go first? Are you going first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ooh. I know. So this is kind of a goofy one because, like, hello, I have a podcast and, like, I'm starting this, like, happy girl happy hour or whatever. But I don't like being in front of people all that much. And I get to judge, or I have to judge, our flavor competition next week. Whee-wee. In front of, like, 1,000 people. It's insane. And it's nerve-wracking and there's cameras. And it's...
great.
We'll see.
You've survived how many of these already?
Like cinco. No, okay. This has got to be 4, I think. Uh-huh. But I get to see my therapist this week. And I haven't seen her since, like, late February, so I'm due.
I'm sure you'll have plenty to discuss.
I'm due for tune-up. And she's great. She's just super positive and gives me tools and strategies, so I love her. What about you?
Mine, my have to, because of the way that I'm feeling this week, I'm so much more tired than I usually am. I need to learn how to go to bed earlier. And I know I always say this.
What's your bedtime?
Like 1:30?
Stop.
Yeah.
Elsa.
I know.
That's not a no.
I know. And that's like a decent
time. Oof.
Yeah.
I did not know that last time I did 1:30.
So that's going to be my goal, is to learn how to go to bed earlier. My get to, after having kind of like a slow beginning to the year, I feel like things are starting to kick off. So I'm super excited about all the events that are filling the calendar next week. And I get to be on, I'm so grateful to be asked to be on a panel for FGI, Fashion Group International, the San Antonio chapter.
Thanks.
So I'll get to be with 3 other beauty and fashion entrepreneurs, and it's called Dreams to Reality.
Nice.
So that'll be on the 21st.
That's a muy muy moment.
Tickets are going to be on Facebook if anybody wants to go. And then, yeah. Oh, I get to do the Hey Girl Hey Happy Hour.
Oh my God, how did I not think of that?
Then also Flavor. So that's going to be so fun.
It's going to be a nuts week.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm already tired.
Yeah, we need to go to bed early. We'll be here till 10:30.
Good night. All right, guys and gals, this is the end of episode 3. Thanks so much for listening.
And we forgot to, like, mention this, so we're still new, but we got approved for Apple Podcasts.
Woo-hoo!
So you can follow us there, rate, subscribe, give us a good rating, tell them how amazing we are. And make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at AYTU Podcast, AYTU. No more accent, because the search engine doesn't let us use that. And yeah.
Own your AYTU moment, people.
Have a good one.
Bye. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.